So, do you remember when you were a kid and you had a magnifying glass, and you took that magnifying glass and you went outside and you focused that magnifying glass on, like, oh, I don't know, a leaf? Do you remember that? Do you remember how that laser focus could make it really, really hot? Today's episode is all about making things really, really hot with your focus. Let's see if we can make this work. This is Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello. And welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York. Today's episode, we're calling Not From Concentrate. And I'm not talking about orange juice, for God's sake. No, I'm talking about all things having to do with your ability to concentrate as an actor. I think this is going to be a really useful episode for you today. But as I always say, this is that moment in the podcast where I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Casting Actors Cast. It's very exciting that I take a look at the numbers each week, and we're growing and multiplying by leaps and bounds, over 13,000 episodes as of this broadcast. I'm also excited to tell you that we are on YouTube, and the YouTube episodes, I think, are turning out pretty well, that you can actually have an opportunity to see what I'm looking like when I am talking to you via the podcast. But you can do that on YouTube. The YouTube channel is called Casting Actors Cast. Like, you know, what else would it be called? And I really would appreciate if you would check out the YouTube channel as well. And by the way, please like and share, and please share this with your friends. As you know by now, if you are a regular listener of Casting Actors Cast, I don't monetize this podcast at all. I'm not actively seeking sponsors, but you know what? If there's a sponsor out there who might be interested, never mind. I just love doing this. I came up with the idea of doing these podcasts simply as seeing a need or a desire to give back to the acting community of what I didn't get when I got my BFA degree. So as I always say, I'm going to continue to do these podcasts as long as there's an audience that out there for watching and interested in listening. And I appreciate all of the attention that I have been getting. By the way, don't forget to go to Casting Actors Cast. It's there you can ask me any kind of question. You know, it's your questions that often drive many of these podcasts. So if you have an idea for a podcast, or is there a particular issue or something that you want to talk about, then I'm happy to address that. Simply go to castingactorscast.com. Also, there's a way that you can get a free book. It's a 100-page manual on voice acting for actors. If you fill out that information form called Dive into the Talent Pool, then if you do that, then go ahead and download that free downloadable PDF 100-page manual called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. Okay, all that stuff out of the way. Once again, thank you for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. So today's episode is called Not From Concentrate. And here's why I came up with that title, and here's why I think it might be of really significant value to you. If you're enjoying a summer, and maybe you're in summer stock, or maybe you're in some kind of performance, or maybe you're getting ready to start thinking about going to school in the fall, all of those choices, this might be a really great episode, because I think if you try to think about ways to use your time productively, this is a kind of a mental intellectual exercise that I think can be helpful to you. And the reason that I came up with this is that I had a couple of really, really wonderful classes this week. One is was at One-on-One Studios in New York. And they do this wonderful program called the Bridge Program. And that is a concentrated period of time where you meet 25 agents and casting directors all in the same kind of group period of time. I think it's a week long. I'm not 100% sure, but I get invited to come in on the very first day and do some introductory remarks about the business, but I also work on monologues with this group. And this bridge program class this week was really, really lovely and really fun to work with. But there was a kind of a, and this often happens, there was a kind of a common theme that took place throughout that class. And then a couple of earlier classes that I had this week, I love teaching, and it was really amazing that I started seeing parallels together with what actors, young actors especially, were doing today with their work. And I started giving the same feedback and the same critique. And I thought, you know what? There is a theme here. And also, therefore, there is a podcast here that I think bears taking a look at. So I call it Not From Concentrate. Because the biggest critique and criticism that I had with many of the actors was that they weren't focused enough. They weren't concentrating enough into their character. It was either that, or they were thinking way, way too much, in which case it put them in a situation where they were watching themselves, and their work became much more presentational as opposed to coming from an internal, here's that word that I'm not that crazy about, but I'm going to use it anyway, an organic place. And so I wanted to talk about that because I think young people today, and I think all of us, frankly, today are confronted with way, way, way too much input in our lives. What I mean by that is that we're on our cell phones, we're making appointments, we're doing social media, we're doing our jobs, we're worried about the politics that are taking place in our nation, we are concerned about the relationships that we're involved with, maybe for the better or for the worse. We're afraid that we're not doing enough to make our dream come true. All of these inputs go into sort of this great big mosh pit, really, of input that we're trying to deal with on a regular basis. And it's very, very challenging. It's very, very difficult because all of these inputs really are demanding a little bit of our attention. A little piece of us needs to go into each of these areas. Now, honestly, I don't think that that kind of intensity of input was the same 20, 30, 40 years ago. I just don't believe it. I think the technology today has really put us in a position to try to force us to give equal weight and value to all of these inputs. So it's either that or another thing that I've been observing overall, and that is a sort of passive participation in things that we do day to day. For example, when you're sitting in a class, I really see that everyone is focused and concentrated, but then I kind of see this kind of glazed over effect that takes place. And I think that that kind of negative conditioning, what I call brain conditioning, is as a result that we can kind of go into this very passive place when we are participating in group things. Here's why. Here's my reason. It's my little armchair psychology reason. When you're looking on your cell phone and you're watching YouTube videos, which, you know, I'm just as guilty of that as anybody. But I'm sitting on the bus going into the office every day and I'm looking at YouTube videos. Now, you could argue that I'm just kind of biding my time and kind of watching these videos of, you know, dogs putting their hands on the piano and hoo singing. Or I'm watching YouTube videos of technical stuff so I can get a really good podcast together and put it on YouTube. So I'm watching these informational or instructional videos. I find myself kind of glazing over, not kind of staying focused and paying really focused attention to everything. So, and I'm looking at this little tiny screen. I'm looking at this, you know, this little 1-inch by 1-inch screen on my cell phone. And so I have to concentrate on one hand, but on the other hand, I'm kind of zoning out. I'm not sort of being totally focused and fully present for those videos. So I think over time, that kind of conditioning can have a real detrimental effect for actors. And I'll explain exactly why I think that's a problem. I think it's a problem because it affects our ability to have critical thinking. Now, the way I can talk about this on personal terms is that I really wasn't a great student in elementary and in junior high school and even early on in high school. I was not, you know, the sharpest knife in the drawer. I just always found myself using my imagination and being a little more aloof, not staying focused or not concentrating. Those were always issues that I had in school. I mean, I literally can remember a teacher writing on my report card that Jeff is a daydreamer. I oftentimes see him looking out the window and not paying attention. Now, I mean, that's an educator kind of observing that I'm not, you know, that focused or paying that much attention. Now, I guess today, if you were to analyze it, I probably could be diagnosed as ADD, maybe just not staying as involved as maybe I could have. But I can tell you that from my own experience, without giving me that diagnosis, it's not that I wasn't using my brain. I was in an imaginary place a lot of the time, thinking about me in other situations, thinking about the what ifs, thinking about, you know, just dreaming about positive things or dreaming about negative things, whatever it was, but I was sort of outside of myself in a lot of those situations. And I don't know if you can relate to that or not, but that really led me to a different kind of conditioning for my brain. And the critical thinking aspect was manipulated in such a way because of that conditioning. So I became less of a critical thinker, and I had a hard time with homework, and, you know, I was just a rough student. Now I'm happy to report, because this is kind of sounding kind of like, wow, really? But I'm happy to report that in my senior year in high school, all the way through my college years, that completely changed, where I became a really good student, very, very dedicated and very focused, because I had this high degree of interest because I wanted to be an actor. So I really thrust myself into my work as best as I could, but I had all this preconditioned background that I had to deal with. So that became sort of my story going on. But suffice it to say that my ability to do multitasking, very challenging, still is. My ability to take on several different things at once, not as great, really. And I'm finding that in a lot of actors, there are the same kinds of behaviors that I'm observing now that I'm a casting director, that being able to stay focused and concentrated on the work is much more challenging now, I believe, than it was when I was going to school and dealing with all those issues that I was dealing with. So now those are all the kind of the negative things. With all of this input, our conditioning in terms of being a passive observer have really affected our acting ability in a lot of ways. Everything seems to be so fast now that it's very, very challenging for actors to really cultivate and develop their imagination. Now, the thing that's really great about imagination is that's something that you can work on. And that's the positive point of today's podcast and YouTube video, and that is your ability to concentrate is dependent upon your ability to have a rich and full imagination. And that's the positive thing that I want to share with you. So that when I critique acting work and even when I'm watching auditions taking place, this lack of concentration because of all this input really does affect our ability to show and demonstrate our good work. So let's talk about the solutions. First of all, like I said, you can develop your imagination. And there are a couple of things that I would suggest you consider. If this is an issue for you, you can identify with any of these things that I'm talking about. Developing your imagination is really all about thinking in terms of the what ifs, of projecting into the future, of thinking about taking a situation or a scenario and enveloping that situation or scenario with some other kind of inputs just thought through your brain, just thinking about, gosh, I'm in this relationship. So what if this relationship, what if I were to get married? I'm going to project now and see what would a marriage be like? I'm going to project now and see what would it be like without this relationship? Where would my life go? So that you can do focused exercises that can help. So developing your imagination are just those kinds of fun exercises that you can do for yourself, just to take yourself outside of yourself. And that means without any input, right? That means you don't want to have your cell phone on. You just want to be and put yourself in a quiet spot and think and generate whatever creative, positive visions you can for yourself. And that really is going to feel a little weird at first, but I suggest you do it. Close your eyes. Imagine those what-if scenarios. What if I decide to go and act in a foreign country? What if I decide that I'm going to do a makeover? What would that entail? In other words, really enjoy any of that projection, and you'll find that it really kind of loosens you up. It makes you feel good about yourself, but it also really helps to shape your ability to come up with some creative ideas without the input that other stimulus might give you. So there are some other focused exercises that you can do. And I think it's the lack of focus that I want to also address. So one hand, you've got the imagination. On the other hand, you have this focus, ability to stay focused. You see, when I watch auditions, sometimes I see the eyes glaze over. And I think that the actor is putting themselves in sort of an actor neutral position. And it's that lack of focus that forces us as an audience member or as a casting director, if we're watching an audition, to sort of get detached as well. That detachment is that lack of concentration, which is the whole point of this podcast. So when I say not from concentrate, what I really mean is that you have to be that magnifying glass. You have to really zero in and focus on the task at hand and letting all of those externals stay out of your way and stay really zeroing in like a laser beam on those things that help to show me how you're going to play this character in an audition, for example. And how do you work on your concentration? Again, here's the exercise. You don't want to have any external stimulus or as little external stimulus as possible with this exception. Let's talk about the exercise of eating. So you're going to sit down to a meal. If you're at a restaurant, let's try that. If you're at a restaurant and the food gets delivered and the plate gets set down in front of you, take a moment, observe the food. Smells, sounds, the sounds of the restaurant. Take a look at the tableware. Pick up the fork. Observe the fork. What does the fork look like? How heavy is it? Is it really, really shiny, or has it seen a lot of use? And how does the texture of the food feel when you take your fork and put it into the food? How does the food smell? Then obviously, how does the food taste? Chewing your food, having the experience of what that food tastes like. You see what I'm doing here? I'm taking the very basic things that we rarely spend time on and deciding that I'm going to work on my ability to concentrate. And each moment, each stimulus, each input will contribute to that concentration effort. And that's really a great exercise. So you can do that just about anywhere, just about with anybody, by the way. And I know Meisner does a lot of this kind of focused concentration, but I'm just talking about something for you, not with another actor, no other input other than you just taking a moment and observing the environment, observing where you are in that environment, and taking your time and doing that work. Next, I have to say a really great exercise, and I always remember wonderful movie actor, no longer with us, by the name of Walter Matthau, Academy Award winner. And Walter used to, and he talked about this, he used to go into public places, and hopefully he wouldn't get noticed, but he'd go into public places, and he would sit for hours at a time, and he would just observe people. He would just watch their behavior. He would also come up with imaginative backstories. So at the same time, he's developing his ability to concentrate because he's staying focused on these people in this environment. But he's also coming up and using his imagination by doing backstories. I hope and suggest that those exercises will help you feel more focused and be able to concentrate more fully anytime you have an acting opportunity. Because you'll feel so much more rewarded. Now, it's going to feel a little foreign at first, but it's going to be very, very exciting for you to take on and adopt this new behavior, because I think you're going to find it extremely useful for you as you move forward in your career. I hope that this has been helpful for you. I've had a really great time sharing you this. Please let me know, what did you think? Was this helpful for you? Did you try some of these exercises? Were they useful? What more would you want to hear on this and future episodes of Casting Actors Cast? Thank you so much for watching and listening. Please don't forget to like and share. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and as I just said, this is Casting Actors Cast. Thank you so much.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.